This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the stars finally started to line up for the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo, which is this Friday, May 16th, Saturday the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. And joining us to talk to us about it is Jared Zeller, founder and producer of the 18th annual Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo Festival. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Jared, if we can get the weather to cooperate, then all things will be good, right?
No, you can do everything right when you're producing an outdoor event, but that is the one factor that can change, make or break you.
Absolutely. So we had a couple of hurdles to get over. Talk to us about that and what the final situation is.
Well, thanks for asking. You know, I've been running this track for 18 years now, so used to a few hurdles. I'm sure you can appreciate, getting permits in the city of New Orleans is not for the faint at heart. And, I think what people need to appreciate is there's more than one permit to get. There's lots of permits and lots of licenses that one must acquire to host a festival. And so, you know, we got past it. You know, certainly we had some negotiations to do with neighborhoods, and we always do that. But this year it took an interesting turn. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of stakeholders involved. And I think, you know, the neighborhood and the council member appreciated that, and we were able to find a compromise and move forward.
You know, I just talked about maturity, and when you see you go through this process, and as long as cooler heads prevail and we gain a better understanding of what each party desires, you can usually reach a successful conclusion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, every year there are new challenges that come up. And, you know, given what happened in New Orleans during the Sugar Bowl, you know, certainly city agencies are a little apprehensive to issue permits in the name of safety. I haven't seen this type of engagement from some of our city agencies in a long time. Maybe that's a good thing. But anyway, you know, yeah, we negotiate with neighborhood groups every year. And at the end of the day, you know, they benefit. One in particular has been one of our fundraising partners for a long time. So I think that was something that, the council member had to understand as well.
Certainly. So for those in the audience that are not familiar with Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo, if you would kind of describe it for them.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, Bayou St. John is a cultural and historical significant waterway in the history of New Orleans. And, you know, our organization tries to highlight that and advocate for its significance. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping that one day that, there's some funding to revitalize you know, the bulkhead that was built during the works era, you know, the infrastructure on Bayou St. John is crumbling. And, you know, we're the organization that's talking about that. So, you know, that's the most important thing that we want people to understand is that, you know, this is a significant body of water, and we want people to understand the history of it. So the Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo is really a vehicle to talk about the history and significance of this waterway and to do it in a fun way. You know, we came out of the devastation of Hurricane Katrina when this neighborhood was really devastated. And, you know, we feel like this event, you know, brought a lot of encouragement to the neighbors of the neighborhood. So, you know, Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo is a combination of art, food, music, and community where people come together, neighbors, musicians, artists, and community members to have a good time and enjoy where we live, which is a really unique setting. It's a, you know, it's a bayou in an urban environment, but with the only festival that takes place on a waterway where you can get in a canoe or a kayak and enjoy the sounds and smells of New Orleans.
So speaking of sounds, who is performing this year at the Boogaloo?
We have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Mr. Leo Nocentelli of the original Meters. Everybody's familiar with the Meters music. We have Big Frida's Gospel Revival. Big Frida just put out a gospel album. Big Frida comes from the church, so it's a real unique sound that I think people are going to certainly appreciate. You know, people understand Big Frida from the bounce music, but I think it's real interesting to understand where Frida comes from. So this is a unique performance that I think people are going to really enjoy. We also have a couple of unique local cover bands. Honey Island Swamp Band is doing a rendition of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And we have Alexis Marceau, a local artist, that's doing a rendition of Alanis Morissette. So we have John Papagrove Funk. We have Trombone Shorty's older brother, Mr. James Andrews, and the Crescent City All-Stars. So it's a unique lineup of different genres of music, blues, funk, R&B, jazz, soul, you know, something for everybody to appreciate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Those are some very interesting genres that these bands are playing. That's not their typical genre of music, right?
Yeah, we like to do something a little different. I mean, look, coming 2 weeks after Jazz Fest, right, a lot of these groups are performing at Jazz Fest, French Quarter Fest, and it makes it challenging to book something that they've already seen, right, over the last couple of weeks. So we always try to make something a little bit different than what you might see over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So anything different about this year's Boogaloo?
Well, as you probably heard, we decreased the footprint of the festival for a number of reasons, one being economic and two just being some input from the neighborhoods. The former being the most important. It's a really tough business, the outdoor festival business. so we made some changes, and it's allowing us to focus on quality over quantity. So we're doing some art installations. We're going to deploy some shade structures. It's a very hot time of year, obviously, and we want to try to improve the ability to get people out earlier in the day when the sun is hot. And, you know, that's probably the most important things. We have a crawfish eating contest on Saturday. Super unique event. We had a preliminary round a couple of weeks ago. You have the final round this Saturday at 1 p.m. If you haven't seen this before, it's super interesting to watch people go at it, you know, in a timed environment to eat as many crawfish as possible. So I always find that that's a unique experience. We also have comedy and cabaret. So a couple of years ago, we introduced comedy to the festival, and that has grown in our tent environment, so you can get out of the shade. And, yeah, that's about it.
You know, I love what y'all do because you always change it up a little bit every year. You've stayed really current with a lot of our local talent here and giving them an opportunity to show what they have. And some folks, I think, have moved on from Bayou Boogaloo and really kind of, you know, made a name for themselves, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. We take a lot of pride in finding up-and-coming talent. I can tell you there's a couple of groups that, you know, in the early days played for us when they were nobody, and now, like, we can't afford them any longer. So that's always a humbling experience, you know, the Revivalists, Tank and the Bangas, you know. And so these guys, you know, were up-and-comers, and we found them. And maybe we gave them a shot before Jazz Fest did. And, you know, as they grow and receive Grammy Awards, you know, it gets a lot harder to book them because they're in such high demand. But, yeah, it's always nice to see those guys having success on the national and international scene.
Now, if folks want tickets, they can go to www.thebayoubugaloo.com, right? And there's a whole host of packages that y'all and kids under 12 attend free of charge.
That's right. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yes, you can go to the website. If you just Google Bayou Boogaloo, you certainly will find it. We have weekend passes, daily passes. We have a VIP experience called the Canopy Club. And, kids under 12 years old, always free for us.
Jared Zeller, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time. Best of luck this weekend. I'll say my novenas for the weather. Because it's a big, as we all know, with outdoor festivals, it's a big deal if the weather cooperates.
Newell, I really appreciate you saying that. So far, it looks good. It will be hot. Wear sunscreen, drink plenty of water. But it's a real unique experience on the waterway. So you can get in a canoe or kayak and enjoy it and cool off a bit. There's always a breeze from Lake Pontchartrain coming up by Bayou St. John.
Absolutely. We'll try to get out there this weekend as well. Jared Zeller, founder and producer, 18th annual Mid-City Bayou Boogaloo Festival, folks. It goes on Friday the 16th, the 17th, and Sunday the 18th. So get on out there at Bayou St. John. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.